by American Public Media and Krista Tippett's new book, Speaking of Faith, the Book, A Chronicle of Religion in Our Time, in bookstores now.
Here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 25th of April, 2007. It's the birthday of J. Anthony Lucas, born in New York City, 1933, a journalist for over 40 years. Went to Harvard, then wound up at the New York Times. Wrote about the generation gap of the 60s and 70s in his book, Don't Shoot, We Are Your Children. And then did a book about race and the school bus controversy in Boston, Common Ground, A Turbulent Decade in the Lives of Three American Families. It's the birthday of Ella Fitzgerald, born Newport News, Virginia, 1918. She was 16 years old when she entered a contest at the Apollo Theater in Harlem. She had a dance routine all worked out, but she was too stage-struck to dance, so she sang. Won the contest, rose to international stardom in the 40s. And then in the 50s, Marilyn Monroe, who was a big fan of Ella Fitzgerald, told the owner of the Mocambo nightclub in New York that if they booked Ella Fitzgerald, she, Marilyn Monroe, would take a front table every night. The club did, and Ella Fitzgerald sang, and Marilyn Monroe was there at the front table. And after that, said Ella Fitzgerald, I never had to play a small jazz club ever again. It's the birthday of the poet and journalist James Fenton, born Lincoln, England, 1949. In 1973, he set off to travel to Vietnam and Cambodia and arrived in Saigon just as the American forces were pulling out. He was one of the few Westerners who witnessed firsthand the fall of Saigon. He wrote a whole collection of poems on the subject, The Memory of War. It came out in 1981. It's the birthday of the novelist Paget Powell, born in Gainesville, Florida, 1952. He was a college student when he admitted to his literature professor that he'd never read anything by Faulkner, and she immediately gave him a copy of Absalom, Absalom, which inspired him to begin writing serious fiction. Went off to study writing at the University of Houston, where one of his professors was the writer Donald Barthelme. Paget Powell, who's gone on to write many books, including Adisto, A Woman Named Drown, and Mrs. Hollingsworth's Men. And it's the birthday of Howard Garris, born in Binghamton, New York, 1873, who was the creator of an old rabbit named Uncle Wiggily. He published an Uncle Wiggily story in the Newark News 6 days a week for 37 years. Here's a poem for today by Julia Kasdorf, entitled First TV in a Mennonite Family, 1968. The lid of the Chevy trunk couldn't close on that wooden console with a jade screen and gold flecks in the fabric over the speaker. They sent us to bed, then set it up in the basement, as far from our rooms and the dinner table as they could get, out of sight for grandparents' visits. The first morning, Mother studied the guide and chose Captain Kangaroo for me, but when we turned it on, the point of light on the screen grew into black and white men lifting a stretcher into the back of an ambulance. Each click of the huge plastic knob flashed the same men, the same ambulance door, propped back like a broken wing. After that, we were forbidden to watch everything except The Captain and I Love Lucy. Yet when Dad returned from business in Chicago, I heard him tell Mom how police beat the kids under his hotel window, and I knew whatever it was, that vague, distant war had finally come. Julia Kasdorf's poem, First TV in a Mennonite Family, from Sleeping Preacher, published by University of Pittsburgh Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. And by RBC Dane Rauscher. For almost 100 years, RBC Dane Rauscher's financial consultants have worked hard to make investing work for their clients. More information at rbcdane.com. produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.